The PGA Tour is moving cross town. It's the Bank of America Colonial in Fort Worth, and the ticket is counting all the strokes Thursday through Sunday. Brought to you by Layer 10 Sales and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out today at scubatoys.com. If you'd like to punch us up on the website and check out the scene, they got a webcam working in here. And you can actually see the little Hard Line doing its talk show business and contributing to sports talk in that way that we do here.
Or better yet, you can see the ticket chicks.
Right. You can see the very foxy ticket chicks who are out here.
Boy, are they looking good today. Oh, my gosh.
And you can come out here and get outfitted for scuba and all that that implies.
Scuba.
They've got it all here. It's on I-35 at Crosby. It's actually a little bit south of Crosby on the east side of I-35.
And they've got a pretty cool tank here set up, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They got a couple of fish tanks in here. They got a freshwater tank back there and a saltwater tank right behind us here. Very cool.
Do you like fish?
Yeah, I do. All right, now it's time for us to stop down for a little love. This is brought to you by Jack Daniels and by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Rangers-Yankees series this weekend out at the Temple
is all sold out, all three games. Can't get a ticket.
You can if you call Texas Tickets. Not only can you get a ticket, you can get a really good ticket there.
They're going fast, though.
Colonial is this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, over in crazy Fort Worth. It always is.
Sell out.
But you can get hooked up in whatever manner you care to get hooked up at Texas Tickets. June 2nd at the Smirnoff, Aerosmith will roll through.
Sell out.
Gotta be.
Can't get a ticket for that.
Texas Tickets has them. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's looking very pelt-like these days.
He doesn't check his recorder.
No. He certainly could have used a little help from us that night, however.
Yeah, why did you come talk to me and Ryan?
I didn't know you.
Well, just come up and introduce
yourself. I was petrified of you guys.
Come up and introduce yourself.
You guys had a talk show.
We would have so helped you out. I mean, we are very accommodating to young reporters.
That's right. Those on the way up in this business, we help them out any way we can.
I would have said, hey, you know what? I'm going to be working with you guys in about 6 years. So help me out while you can.
Well, then Ryan's and I would have been dead because we'd have fell out laughing at the press box.
Right. All right, here's Cobra.
All right, we talked about NBC's fall lineup. We talked about ABC's fall lineup. CBS has unveiled their fall lineup. And headlining it will be the new show starring Jason Alexander. He of Seinfeld fame,
Hadn't he already had a show that failed?
Woo-hoo! Yes, he has. All three of them have. He, Michael Richards, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus have all failed.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, they should have given that a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Just didn't catch on.
Well, they tried to trick it up.
Jason Alexander's show, he will be co-starring with Malcolm Jamal Warner of Cosby.
Theo?
Yes, Theo of the Cosby Show. They will be in a show called Listen Up. And the show will be based on Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon's show.
Oh, that's right.
ETI.
That's right. I remember reading about this.
Oh, gosh.
Actually, it's
must be joking.
It's more going to be on his life, though.
Yeah, it's about his life.
It's about Tony Kornheiser. It's going to be more about him being a sports writer than working for that, pardon the interruption, and just his whole scene. Apparently, he's got a pretty weird family.
Well, what's so funny, Corby?
Just a little robot popped up.
Really?
Yeah. You will also have a show.
By the way, this will fail.
You think it will?
Mm-hmm.
I think this has got some legs.
Oh, no.
They're going to give it a good time slot, maybe right behind Raymond next year. And the show that was right behind Raymond this year, 2.5 Men, the Charlie Sheen show, did really well.
Gangbusters.
So
I think it's got something. He's a good actor.
There's no question he's a good actor.
And Jamal Warner was great in Homeboys in Outer Space. I think he'll do great on this.
Yeah, anybody care about Tony Kornheiser, though?
That's my...
Well, okay, but no one knows that. I mean, we're talking about it now, but the average
Joe
in Nebraska has no clue when he's watching it. Tony Kornheiser.
Is there really enough room in back-to-back comedy episodes for two sports writing comedies? Because that's what Ray Romano is.
Yeah, but it has...
He's a sports writer.
It has nothing to do about sports and his career as a sports writer. I've seen one episode in 100 that even mentions that he's a sports writer. It's about his family.
Yeah. Boy, next year NBC's going to come out with Everybody Loves Gil.
That's right.
Based on Gil Levertov.
That was an underrated line. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're laying out on you.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit.
There will also be
issue it again if I want to.
You should. It was a good line.
There will also be a drama called Dr. Vegas starring Rob Lowe.
He made a very poor career choice getting off that West Wing.
This is, according to CBS...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but he had one show that failed, that Lion's Den.
Right, he did. But he's back. And according to Les Moonves, it's a traditional medical show during the day, and during the night, he sleeps with chorus girls and gambles.
Quota.
I mean, it sounds like a bit.
Sounds like Nip Tuck.
There will be a show called Center...
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg.
Go ahead, Greg.
Snake.
Quota.
There will be a show called Center of the Universe starring John Goodman.
Quota.
Ed Asner and Olympia Dukakis, in which he plays a security company owner.
Woohoo! That could be funny.
CSI New York will go up against Law & Order.
Oh, good. How long before CSI Boyd?
Well, what about Law & Order?
We may hear that tomorrow.
Yeah, we might. What about Law &
Order? We're going to hear ZZ Top tomorrow.
We may have a combo. What about Law & Order? They've spun off into three shows, and they're all doing well. So CSI, Miami, New York, and regular CSI.
Mm-hmm.
They will also make a comedy starring Jenna Elfman of Dharma and Greg.
Overrated.
No, she's not.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And a show called Clubhouse, which is a drama about a 16-year-old boy who becomes a bat boy for the mythical New York Empires. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's a baseball show, guys.
Unstable. Either use real teams, real uniforms, or it never works.
Yeah.
It never works.
Did you like...
On any given Sunday, that sucked. It was horrible.
Did you like Robert Redford movie? Yeah, you did.
The Natural?
Yes. Richard Corseman?
It was still very unstable. Because they were trying to be the New York Giants.
Did you like it?
No.
Yes, you did. You loved it.
If you knew, why'd you ask me the question?
Well, I was just trying to prove your point wrong.
You asked me a question, and I told you. No, I didn't like it.
I was proving your theory not to be
true. But did you like 8 Men Out?
Yes.
I did, too.
That was about a real episode and real teams and real uniforms.
Did you like 61?
Yes, because it was authentic. And we met Billy Crystal.
Did you like Gus?
Oh, no.
Danny?
Examine it.
Remind me to get him tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Because that's a dirty trick.
Hey,
mention Gus when I'm on remote and I'm not there to hit you. You get hit tomorrow. I'm
writing
it down.
He probably is, too.
I'm writing
too.
It down.
Well, I guarantee I'm writing
it'll
it down.
Be in his show notes for tomorrow.
Bo Derek.
Get Corby.
Bo Derek is speaking out against something that... I didn't even know
things
existed.
Things to do. Eat a fence, hit Corby.
Fit?
A fence. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bo Derek is speaking out against...
Nookie?
Horse meat.
By the way, you know who she's living with now?
Tom Jones.
Don Knotts.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Gary Player.
Are we right? I mean, we guessed a lot of
Steamboat
guys.
Steamboat Willie.
Right.
No, but you're going to get hit again for Don Knotts because he was in Gus. No, she's living and about to marry that John Corbett.
What?
What?
Yeah.
The guy from Sluts in the City?
Lake. Yeah, he was in that and my Big Fat Greek Wedding and
Northern Exposure. One of the most genius roles in the history of television. Maybe a top five character in Northern Exposure. Chris, the DJ.
That's who she's living with. They're about to get married.
Wow. He's a little young for her, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do what now?
He's too young for her.
He's 44 and she's 49.
Wow. He's 44?
Yes.
Wow. He looks great, man. That guy is smoking
sexy.
Hot.
He's what, Danny?
Sexy.
Who is he?
John Corbett from Sex and the City. He was
Carrie's boyfriend.
Aiden.
Whose boyfriend?
Carrie.
Horsehead.
He was the guy that was the furniture maker.
Mule grill.
Which brings us back to Gus and horse meat. Because, did you guys know this? Nearly 50,000 horses were slaughtered in the United States last year.
No, I do not.
It's weird. The meat was then exported to Europe and Asia.
For what?
Where freaks eat it.
I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
They're probably, those are probably sick old horses that were about to die anyway. They're not going to raise a horse, a good horse, and slaughter it.
I don't know, Greg.
I don't think so. Because
you don't think that fadeaway Smarty Jones?
No. That guy has the greatest life ahead of him for anybody.
Did you read?
Because he's going to have a life of doing nothing but just effing mares the rest of his life.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. That's going to be his job. He's going to win a triple crown. Then they're going to pay for him to stud.
We should have bleeped the ing.
So he's going to Horse Nookie Haven, huh?
Yeah. That's what he's going to do, just like Seattle Slough.
He's going to be like a horse porn star.
Yeah, he is.
Right.
All they do is bathe him, pamper him, feed him, and then he goes out and picks whatever he wants. And
exactly.
Goes to town.
And gets paid about $40,000 or $50,000 a pop.
By the way, what they do is they ship critically injured horses out there to be killed and eaten. They deserve, Bo Derek says, they deserve better than being shipped in double-decker cattle trucks where they can't stand. Why do they eat such crazy foods like cats and horses?
They say the same thing about us, about eating pigs.
Well,
eating pork
and cows.
Well, they eat cows.
Pork and, I mean, you've heard of, you know, beef and broccoli.
Who is it that doesn't eat cows? The Arabs?
Mushu pork?
Or the Hindus, isn't it?
The Hindus, yeah, the Hindus, they don't eat beef.
It's a sacred animal.
Yeah, they'll eat goats or spiders or scorpions, but no cow.
Goats, spiders, and scorpions. It's on most Hindu menus. Colin Farrell, of movie star fame. No, he's not in Pearl Jam. He was at the Cannes Film Festival and went into a bathroom, went to a urinal, and before he did his business, and supposedly this is what he does every time, this is just now making out to the public, he takes all of his pants off and slings them over one of the stalls, and then he goes to the bathroom.
Why?
Because he is an idiot.
Didn't David Robinson do that?
Yes, he did.
That was only when he had to poop. He had to take all of his clothes off.
Poop.
Is that what we're talking about
here? No.
When he just had to do number one, he takes his pants off, slings them over the stall, and then just stands there nude.
Totally?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop.
Totally nude out.
Is that not odd? Am I the only one who finds that odd?
That's a little odd.
I mean, if I see that in the bathroom, I'm going to be freaked out, and I'm running up here as fast as I can to tell the story.
Just think of the guy that didn't want to get his pants wrinkled.
Were you not taught to tinkle that way when you were a little boy?
Yeah, I used to pull my shorts down to my ankles.
Yeah, me too. Like, everything was all the way down.
Right.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I bet you guys still do.
Well, at least we wash our hands and we don't have wiener sauce all over our hands when we come out of the bathroom. You disgusting old man.
Wiener sauce?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have wiener sauce. I wash mine, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wiener sauce. That's weird. That's weird, and it's time-consuming.
Oh,
I mean, what if you have on a pair of boots?
What if you got to go real bad? You got to do it then, too?
Or what if you go on 13 and there's usually a foot of wiener sauce
right
in there? There's no way I'm dropping my drawers.
I mean, wouldn't that be bad if you... We went in there at 13, and that's what Cactus did. We went in there and Cactus... Well, of course, we don't have a urinal in there anymore. They took it out.
Right, but there's a traffic cone.
That's how that alien grew on Cactus's head, is that he wouldn't wash his hands, and he had wiener sauce on his hands. Then he would scratch his
head. Alone. He burned 3 CDs for me today. He's a good guy.
Oh, that's great. That. He broke the law for you. That's awesome.
No, he didn't. He copied them for me. That's not against the law.
Oh. Let's see. Oh, we have to go, Danny says. I have three tremendous... Let me, real quick, Smile, the Beach Boys album, it will be released September the 27th on Nonesuch Records. It is done. The all-new studio recording of Smile, the Beach Boys record that was made in 66, 67, but never released, will be released September the 27th.
Okay, whatever.
All right, that is the news for today.
Take care, Snake.
Now, coming up next, we're going to get back into a look back on some of the other previous 16 perfect games. That next here on The Ticket.